Well, about a year ago, I was rolling around in my head that there had to be a way to let everybody know who was performing where. And I would post a picture on Facebook after seeing a band, and I'd get all sorts of comments. Well, we didn't know that was happening. And it just seemed to me that it needed to be done. And my son looked at me and he said, "But Mom, you got to do the whole thing at one time." So I sat down that night and purchased the website and put up the Facebook page and just started gathering information. I was listening to Mike before talk about going around and looking at signs. Sometimes I still have to do that.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, it's a year now and the site's been up and running, and I'm sure you've got a lot of regular venues that are in touch with you, folks that you know pretty well and whatnot, but there's always going to be more and always different things going on. Is that probably, how much of a challenge is that, keeping that list together?
Sometimes it's a big challenge. Sometimes the ones that are the closest in proximity to me are the ones who don't let me know what's going on. So I'm very fortunate that I have a number of guys in different bands that let me know what their schedule is, and I'll schedule them out. I've got schedule until May, and as soon as the blues stuff comes out, that'll go on. So mm-hmm. we'll be scheduled out into September. I have no problem, and it's getting that stuff out faster. It gives people a chance to look ahead, and it gives the bands and the venues that much more advertisement by looking ahead.
When you came up with this idea, I know this has been one of those things that's been off and on around, but really now, do you find it's easier to do by having tools like websites and Facebook at our disposal?
Oh, I absolutely. I don't think that it would have been half as doable without Facebook and without websites.
Like some sort of print newsletter every
right.
couple of weeks or something like
that.
Well,
and that's, some of our print people do fantastic jobs right. at what they try to put out, but they don't have the capability of doing up-to-the-minute changes.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing for one venue out of town, they had a website posting of their schedule for the month and whatnot, but they had a disclaimer. It said something along the lines, to paraphrase, it said, "Musicians lead complicated lives. It would be in your best interest to call ahead to see if that is actually the evening schedule." And it kind of ties into that you can make quick changes.
Can make quick changes. Sometimes I can be out and about and on my phone change, you know, or repost that something's happening.
Well, you've made it a year. You've got a celebration coming up this weekend. Lots of folks involved, but again, it's when and where?
It's at the Ordock on Spring Street, or you can come in the back entrance off the parking lot on Main Street. It's from 5 until 10 p.m., and it's going to be a ball.
On this Sunday.
On this Sunday, and the taco guy will be there.
Again, it's the party's coming up on Sunday. What's happening? Who's playing? I mean, I know you got a lot, so we don't have to run through the whole list, but some of the highlights of what's going on.
Well, we're going to start out the show with Dave and Daryl, because that's who I was going to see last year when this whole thing got started. So sound like a good time to pull them in.
That's Dave Zigner, I'm assuming, and Daryl Syria.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Kirsten Gustafson will be singing with Dave for a while.
Ooh, very good.
Carrie Yost is going to come and sing with Jeff Krebs. Jeff has a new song out, Full Moon, and Carrie's on that track. She has to be to work at the Landmark at 6:30, so they're
going
to...
They'll be going early.
Yeah, they're coming up early. And then Carrie Biolo is going to bring her vibe sound in. We're going to have a little bit of that. So we have a very wide variety of stuff.
Which is exactly what the whole scene around here is about.
That's
a very
right.
unique and different scene. There's all kinds of things going on.
Yep, that is for sure. I've been challenged a couple times as why I don't post for a certain band or another band. I said, if I know about it, it's up there. Even the church handbell music, it doesn't matter. If it's live mm-hmm. music, it's important to get it out there so people have choices.
And I know one of the things is that, you know, I mean, you've been working off and on with Doug Garrison, who does the Doug Garrison Show, which always features a local band of some kind on the show every week. And he's been a great showcase for a lot of these up and coming and newer bands that are playing a little bit different.
Yep, very much so. And that's he calls me and I call him, and we try to go back and forth with who might be out there looking or might be available. And it's a lot of fun to help promote.
And the other key is, of course, there will be tacos.
there will be tacos.
The ever popular De Lalo's. There it is. And they'll be in again, so there'll be food, there'll be ample opportunity for beverages and live music and some celebrating also, and maybe a little bit of fundraising for the website too to help out.
Yep, just to help keep things going.
All right. Well, Cindy, I think it's a great thing that you're doing, and on behalf of those of us like myself and Mike who check it out
Absolutely.
All the time,
mm-hmm.
We really do like it. And again, if people want to find it on Facebook or find it online, what is its official name?
MarquetteMusicScene.com is the website, and the Facebook page is Marquette Music Scene.